All right, Renegade Ride with Dream Machine, and it rocks out, and we're having fun. Hey, Jared, who do we got on the freaking phone, believe it or not? It's awesome.
Got Jake and Jessica, all the way from Finland.
Hi, guys.
Right. Hi, guys.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Pretty good. We're just waiting for, we have this called Summer Festival going on in here, so we're probably tomorrow we all going to be drunk and in our summer cottages. All Finland, oh. I mean.
We need to call him tomorrow, too, then.
Yeah, call him up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Say, hey, are you drunk?
Yeah. No, not yet. Getting there, though.
Getting there. Yeah, there you go. Hey, tell us what's going on with Renegade Ride so far. What have you guys been up to?
Well, we made a record, as you probably know. We've been promoting all over the world, getting good feedback from all over. We're booking gigs, doing everything. I think Europe in let's say next year. Actually, it's hard to say. There's so much going on right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're doing everything ourselves, so it's quite a lot of work, and I think we're gonna need a bit of help with the promotion in the future. So
yeah.
But
well, you know what? What I think is cool is that you're all doing it yourself, and the music's really, really does sound good. And to me, that's what I kind of like about independent music, because you get to do it the way you want to be done.
Yeah, I think we had it's a lot of work, yeah. But I think it's a lot of freedom though, freedom too, because like nobody was telling us what to do with the songs, how to arrange it. We didn't have to do them like 3 minutes, 30 seconds for every song like these days. We pretty much got to do it like we wanted to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, too, because there's no like anything.
That's yeah. For him.
Yeah, they blame on me on acting like a bastard sometimes, but yeah, otherwise, a lot of freedom for everybody.
Bastard son. And on your website, you got it sounds like Foo Fighters, Incubus, Tool, Queens of the Stone Age, and The Cult.
Yeah, The Cult is actually, it's there because I've never listened to The Cult really, except for maybe a few songs here and there, but I've had maybe like 6-7 people say that, hey, your stuff sounds like The Cult. I'm like, whoa, why? I have no idea, because none of us have ever listened to The Cult, but then I just sort of, I added there because if it sounds like The Cult, then it sounds like The Cult. So.
We're not the best people to say what we sound like. We just sound like ourselves, pretty much.
Absolutely.
There you go, and that's the best right there. But, of course, being compared to The Cult is a compliment. They are a good band.
Yes,
and,
they are.
When we're listening to the CD, the new one called Dream Machine, we're thinking that there may be even some U.S. Southern rock influence, we're wondering, like maybe some Skinner or something, too.
Yeah, sure. Like Break Me to Pieces is a really Southern influenced song, and I've listened to a lot of blues guys from Henrik Clapton and Dennis Skinner and basically a lot of Southern rock bands, like Black Fowls also, and I think it's cool stuff.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, let's go ahead and play that song, and then we'll come back on here and ask you a few more questions. Is that cool?
Okay.
All cool. Right, here it is. Cool. Break Me to Pieces. Check it out. Tell us what you think they sound like, because I think they're just fucking awesome. Check it out. Turn up, crank it up, rock it out. All right, Renegade Ride with Break Me Into Pieces, man. That is freaking awesome. And what we was talking there a little bit off air about how, you know, you guys are freaking out because I was playing that song over a hard rock radio station. And I told you, you know, I like a lot of different styles. And that brought us to, you know, guitars and how guitarists, it's cool for them to learn a lot of styles. But then vocally, you said it helped you as well, right?
Yeah, I think really being a hard rock singer these days is like I'm a 100% hard rock singer, but trying and listening to a lot of different styles really adds up to it. It's not like music is, you know, you're 100% hard rock singer and you don't know anything. You cannot listen to any styles. I really can listen to, you know, Killswitch Engage one day and next day let's say like Frank Sinatra, who's like one of the greatest. But I think Howard Jones is one of the greatest. So you really cannot pinpoint it. Like, I think you cannot pinpoint the influences is in my singing so well.
Mm-hmm. And also, he probably doesn't want to say this, but he used to sing in churches, you know, this classical stuff too. But
yeah, no, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, actually. I'm a classical singer also. I've been trained, like, for 6 years in classical singing.
Wow. Well, that is something to be proud of. And we've talked to some very good heavy metal singers that they were trained in for opera and such too, and you know, we're talking about all the different influences and such, and you definitely have a lot of them. But I like that people can't pinpoint what you sound like, because you sound like Renegade Ride. You know, you sound like your own unique style and everything. You've taken all these influences and made them your own, and you know, that last song we just played, I think it also is a great example of the soul and emotion that you have coming out in your music, as along with the rock.
And even though we're a hard rock band, my probably the two guitar players I regard the most are Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I think probably you can hear me play. I pretty much play blues rock solos, even if it's a metal song, so I don't really know how to play any other type of solos.
Man, there's nothing wrong with that. At least you're rocking it, man. That's the thing.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Jared, read some of the quotes and some of the reviews they've got.
Oh, they got some good. And speaking of cult, on melodic.net, they got Stars and Shoot Me Down could have been featured on any album with the Cult. My favorites are Crusader and the title track Dream Machine, that both are good enough to be compared to the original style of Incubus, Smart Rock. And you know what? Dream Machine is a killer track. That is one of my favorites, too. And let's see. We got...
Thank you.
And then, like what I was just talking about a minute ago, brings out textures in their modern rock blend that give it more soul and emotion. It's a damn shame that a huge ocean is in my way. Otherwise, I would be front and center checking out a show.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're getting some really fun, positive feedback there, and that's awesome. It's great. You guys deserve it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have to say, because you mentioned that Dream Machine is your favorite song of the album, I think all of us thought, you know, making the record, we all liked it a lot, but we thought nobody else would like it, because it's you know, the tempos and stuff are so different from what is the... what we're used to hearing on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like something you hear a lot on the radio, but all of us really like that tune for some reason, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. You get a lot of the general public seems like if you try to give them something different than what's playing right now, they kind of freak out and go against it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just saying that still in Finland we get feedback like, yeah, this sounds like your regular, you know, American rock stuff. And then from the U.S. we get quotes of, yeah, oh, this is really different, and you sound really unique. I'm like, well, so what is it?
Hey, so tell me, when did you guys get together and start up the band?
I think I have to give Jake... Jakob joined in 2006, and that's really when the tale of Renegade Ride started. But the four of us, the rest of the band, we've been playing together for like 10 years, on and off. I mean, some people moved abroad for a few years, and we basically didn't play at all. And then at one point, I really felt like we need to see where this can take us. And in 2006, we really wanted to take a step up, and then Jaska joined the band, and it's been uphill since there.
Awesome. You know, we really enjoy the music, and we're so glad we called you up and got you on the show today. You know, We get to bring your music over here and do some culture shock on these people, and they're going to go, wow, we fucking love it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Graham, you got another question?
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to point people out to the MySpace page. It's myspace.com/RenegadeRide. And one thing I thought was pretty cool on there is you've got song biographies where you just take one song and you kind of have a little discussion back and forth about how the song got started and evolved to what's eventually came up on the CD. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, we actually got that idea. I think it was at the time we were in the studio. At the time, we didn't have time to make any studio diaries or something like that, and we wanted something different, you know. We put a lot of effort in each of these songs, and I think there's a story behind each song. And although they're a bit similar, every song has it it's like your own child, you know, and you want people to know what's going on behind it. I think that's pretty much why we wanted to write those, because it's a lot of work writing those, you know, getting people together and trying to remember what we did. But at the same time, you know, it's like a group therapy. You've seen the Some Kind of Monster by Metallica. We don't have like to pay. We don't have $1,000 to pay for a psychologist, so we have to do it that way.
Yeah, and it's really fun to sort of. I don't think I ever analyzed myself, you know, that hard about what we did and actually how did I come up with the riffs and stuff. So it's fun also to remember, like how the song really got together and how you had difficulties, and then basically in the end. Now, in the end, I think I'm quite pleased with all the tracks in the album. So. It ended up well.
Definitely.
Well, you never know. That kind of analysis might, that self-analysis might help you with the songwriting process later on, too. It might make it a little bit easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. We actually have, like, 10, 11 tracks written already, so...
Oh, sweet.
Maybe...
I tell you...
The next album, I think...
Go ahead.
I think the raw material is there, but I think we have to do a lot of arranging. So, next album maybe 2 years, I would say pretty much. We just want to concentrate on touring and getting gigs and stuff like that right now.
Yeah, and I tell you, I love the cover of this with the tubes, the old tubes on it. I love that. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, that's UCR bass player.
Awesome. I'm kidding.
I think I got the idea of standing us in front of the tubes, but then you see had the visual eye and he really pulled it off.
Yeah.
His Photoshop skill.
I like it.
Made us look decent in the pictures. You know, like five ugly guys from Finland, it's a feat.
Oh, man, I guess. Hey, and where can I see that everybody can get your stuff on iTunes, CD Baby, Equal Dreams, Rhapsody, Shockhound, what's the Lala or Layla or whatever that's pronounced, US only, and
yeah.
CD Baby. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a button where you can buy it right there on their MySpace page, Renegade Ride.
Yep. That is so
fun. Yes, and As we are an independent band.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And hey,
it's cool that we. Yeah. Okay, so you didn't have like as an independent band selling your stuff in the U.S. It was so far-fetched 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I think it's a cool thing now because that offers so much more variety now, which I think the music industry needs it really bad.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Hey, before we
should I do that? Yeah.
Yeah, get in there. Yeah. But anyway, hey, you guys got anything you want to say before we get out of here and start playing a few more of your songs?
That's a hard question. The hardest so far.
I think we just been saying what comes to our mind. So pretty much that's the hardest question. But I think, you know, most important thing, if you want us to do the second album, please go and get our, get our first one. Because, like, we don't have money to do it otherwise.
Exactly.
There you go. Got to support, man.
Support the damn band. Go out and buy this freaking CD, or I'll come to your house and shoot you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to say, yeah.
Okay, guys, here we go. We're going to play some more of your tunes and rock it out, and we'll talk to you a little bit off air. All right, here it is. Crank it up.
Turn it up. Renegade Ride.